Sophistication. Class. Restraint. Dignity. None of these words have anything to do with Super Troopers 3.
1, 2, 3, go!
Barbara in the house!
Hope you guys aren't too drunk already!
Now in theaters.
No new info on the guy who did it.
Oh, so it couldn't have been a woman?
Sexist!
You ever see Ocean's 8?
Enough! Super Troopers 3, meow. Playing only in theaters. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning, I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games, it's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Sophistication, class, restraint, dignity. None of these words have anything to do with Super Troopers 3.
1, 2, 3, go!
Barbara in the house!
Hope you guys aren't too drunk already!
Now in theaters.
No new info on the guy who did it.
Oh, so it couldn't have been a woman?
Sexist!
You ever see Ocean's 8?
Enough! Super Troopers 3, meow. Playing only in theaters. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Modo Casino. Modo's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Modo, America's social casino. Play for free on Modo.us.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was she being terrorized by a demon? Did it all stem back to her playing with a Ouija board as a child?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. Welcome to the program. You want access to all of our shows ad-free and in advance, and get the full archive, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, then be sure to check out our premium offerings on Apple Podcasts on our page right there. We got a whole actual separate channel for you when you become a subscriber that just has all of the ad-free advanced content to binge away on there for you. You can do it through Patreon.com as well, /Real Ghost Stories or ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. I think we've talked about this. Ouija board as a child ever, did you?
Absolutely had one myself.
Did?
Never really had anything ever happen.
Maybe we didn't talk about this.
Yeah, who made that? Parker Brothers or something like that?
I think
that?
It was. No. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
The thing that scared me the most was the movie The Exorcist.
Uh-huh.
Because she plays with the Ouija board.
Yeah.
And then, you know, her head starts spinning around. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, that new movie's out, which I would love to go see, the whatever it's called, Believer or whatever, with Ellen Burstyn in it.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask you, have you seen it yet?
I haven't, but I have to.
Yeah. It's getting not the greatest of reviews.
Dang it.
But a lot of those type of movies don't usually get good reviews to begin with. So we'll have to see. The Exorcist is interesting because, you know, there's the original, the classic, obviously. And this is the one that supposedly kind of takes place as almost a part two. The other Exorcist movies were prequels, correct?
I believe so. I can't remember. And I will say this, out of all of them, I really only liked the first one.
Yeah, me too. I tried the others. I don't think I even got through any of them fully. They just didn't, I don't know. They didn't do it for me. This one looks like I would be able to sit through it, but it's two children this time that are possessed. So it's like double your flavor, double your possession, double your fun. I think you'll make a great tie-in with Doublemint Gum. But maybe that's not what they're going for. Like the two demons with the gum. Let's get our first call here and hear this ghost story. 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hello.
My story is pretty short and sweet. Just like a million people, when I was young, I played the Ouija board way too much. And ever since then, weird things had happened to me. I never used to watch a lot of ghost shows or horror movies that would give me any ideas or jog my imagination. So this was very unexpected what happened. I was married and I would not, my husband and I were getting separated, and so I would not sleep in the bedroom with him. I felt like something just kind of told me to sleep in the other room and wanted me to sleep in the other room. And at night I would feel, like something came into the room regularly, and it was very comforting when it came into the room. It actually would be what made me go to sleep. This happened for about 2 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. I noticed that my personality was changing. I figured it was everything I was going through. But after about 2 weeks of this happening, I'd wake up in the morning and I would be able to, I would look in the mirror and I just wouldn't look like myself. My eyes would be really, my pupils would be really big, or I just didn't look like myself when I'd look in the mirror. And it scared me, but I figured, you know, maybe I'm not sleeping enough and that's making me look tired or different. Basically, my reflection in the mirror looked scary. It scared me. I didn't recognize myself. But I didn't think anything of it. I had no reason to think it was odd. Finally, one morning, I woke up and I was getting in the shower. I looked at the mirror and I noticed that I had a bruise on my right shoulder. So I looked really close to the mirror and it was not a bruise. It was teeth marks. But it was a small bite, like as if like a baby had full set of teeth had bit me, and that was on my right shoulder. And then, as I looked closer, I noticed that there were scratches on my neck, but not deep scratches. It was like as if somebody had taken the tip of a needle and just kind of pushed and dragged it on my skin, just enough to bring blood to the surface of my skin. And I noticed that it was spelling out a word. It said L-A-M, and then I thought it was an E. And I was like, oh my God, something's trying to tell me I'm lame. I didn't think anything of it, honestly. I figured when I got out of the shower, I might show somebody later, but I was so preoccupied with everything I had going on in my life that I didn't think much of it. So I got in the shower and I got out and I tried to look at it again and it was gone. And this was like a bruised bite mark and almost blood coming through the skin. So it should not have gone away, but it did. It wasn't until 6 years later that I was talking to a demonologist, somebody that through a matter of odd events I ran into. And he said, well, maybe your neck said lamb, L-A-M-B. And I had thought B before, but I never put together lamb and what was happening. And I had never heard of an incubus before. So after that happened, and let me backtrack a little bit. After that bite mark and scratch happened, I stopped being myself completely. I went through a couple years of a downward spiral, and by all accounts, I should be dead. During that time, I would find trinkets, like little crosses or Saint Michael pendants, and I would find them in the most odd places. and all over the place, wherever I was. One time I went to get in my car, and there was a St. Michael pendant just on the ground in the asphalt underneath my car. So, anyway, I got through that time of my life and survived. I actually ended up getting baptized, and I only got baptized because I wanted to make a change in my life. I didn't get baptized because I was thinking that this was anything supernatural. I never put two and two together until years later, like I said. So the point of me sharing this, even though it sounds totally crazy and I don't really open up to anybody about this, is I absolutely do believe in that stuff. And I hope that if something like this was to happen to somebody else, that they would take it seriously and that they would realize right away what was happening and how odd it was, whether they believe it or not, and kind of do something like get baptized or get involved in whatever their higher power is a little closer. And maybe they can avoid some of the other events that happened to me after it. Anyway, thank you so much for your show. My new husband and I listen to it regularly, and we just really appreciate you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story. It would be very weird wondering what is going on in your room. And it's interesting how it started out where she said it felt comforting and warm and happy and it was good. And my initial thought was that it was simply the ghost of Joe Cocker coming in at night to comfort and sing a little bit of a song to make you drift off while you're going through a tough time in life. And a little Jennifer Warrens as well. Thoughts?
I have to tell you, of all the stories I've heard, this one creeped me out from the very beginning.
Yep.
Like when she was talking about, okay, I used a Ouija board, blah, blah, blah. Then problems with the relationship, started sleeping in another room. And then there was this comforting thing. And I always, listen, not everything is a ghost. Not everything is evil. But like, that to me is just really scary because it's trying to make you feel safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, initially I thought, well, maybe it's like a dead loved one or something, where it's like, hey, you know, tough time, just, you know, reassuring, that sort of thing. But then she goes into the incubus, like, oh, okay, that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, and then also thinking about the fact that, like, I wonder, we've discussed this before, like people who go down a bad road in life and maybe they get addictions or whatever that is. How much of that is just everyday addictions? Mm-hmm. How much of that has something else tied to it?
Yeah, how much is that? In this case, how much of, you know, the destruction in that relationship and going through? I mean, obviously they were talking about getting divorced. They were talking about getting separated and all that. But they were still under the same roof. Was something else there trying to push for that separation more than just what life had already thrown their way? Like, had this weird darkness not come over, would it have ended the same way, I guess, is the
right
question. I don't know.
Right.
Interesting one to contemplate. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is the phone number if you want to share yours. If you want to get access to all of our episodes ad-free, binge away on the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, brand new ones every single day of the week, then check it out on Apple Podcasts, on our Premium Plus channel over there, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sophistication, class, restraint, dignity. None of these words have anything to do with Super Troopers 3.
1, 2, 3, go!
Barbara in the house! Hope you guys aren't too drunk already!
Now in theaters.
No new info on the guy who did it.
Oh, so it couldn't have been a woman?
Sexist!
You ever see Ocean's 8?
Enough! Super Troopers 3, meow. Playing only in theaters. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Sophistication, class, restraint, dignity. None of these words have anything to do with Super Troopers 3.
1, 2, 3, go!
Barbara in the house! Oh. You guys are too drunk already!
Now in theaters.
No new info on the guy who did it.
Oh, so it couldn't have been a woman?
Sexist!
You ever see Ocean's 8?
Enough! Super Troopers 3, meow, playing only in theaters. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Sophistication. Class, restraint, dignity. None of these words have anything to do with Super Troopers 3.
1, 2, 3, go!
Barbara in the house! Hope you guys are too drunk already!
Now in theaters.
No new info on the guy who did it.
Oh, so it couldn't have been a woman?
Sexist!
You ever see Ocean's 8?
Enough! Super Troopers 3, meow, playing only in theaters. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Sophistication, class, restraint, dignity. None of these words have anything to do with Super Troopers 3.
1, 2, 3, go!
Barbara in the house!
Hope you guys are too drunk already!
Now in theaters.
No new info on the guy who did it.
Oh, so it couldn't have been a woman?
Sexist!
You ever see Ocean's 8?
Enough! Super Troopers 3, meow, playing only in theaters. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning, I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games, it's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Sophistication, class, restraint, dignity. None of these words have anything to do with Super Troopers 3.
1, 2, 3, go!
Barbara in the house!
Hope you guys are too drunk already!
Now in theaters.
No new info on the guy who did it.
Oh, so it couldn't have been a woman?
Sexist!
You ever see Ocean's 8?
Enough! Super Troopers 3, meow, playing only in theaters. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Sophistication, class, restraint, dignity. None of these words have anything to do with Super Troopers 3.
1, 2, 3, go!
Barbara in the house!
Hope you guys are too drunk already!
Now in theaters.
No new info on the guy who did it.
Oh, so it couldn't have been a woman?
Sexist!
You ever see Ocean's 8?
Enough! Super Troopers 3, meow, playing only in theaters. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Sophistication. Class. Restraint. Dignity. None of these words have anything to do with Super Troopers 3.
1, 2, 3, go!
Barbara in the house!
Hope you guys aren't too drunk already!
Now in theaters.
No new info on the guy who did it.
Oh, so it couldn't have been a woman?
Sexist!
You ever see Ocean's 8?
Enough! Super Troopers 3, meow. Playing only in theaters. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Sophistication, class, restraint, dignity. None of these words have anything to do with Super Troopers 3.
1, 2, 3, go!
Barbara in the house!
Hope you guys aren't too drunk already!
Now in theaters.
No new info on the guy who did it.
Oh, so it couldn't have been a woman?
Sexist!
You ever see Ocean's 8?
Enough!
Super Troopers 3, meow. Playing only in theaters. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second.
But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
The impact of myasthenia gravis symptoms can pile up. Plans getting rescheduled. Hobbies being left behind. Everyday tasks going unfinished. If MG keeps disrupting your life, the burden may be bigger than you realize. Learn how to assess and track the impact of your symptoms so you can talk about it with your healthcare team. Take the next step to better understand how MG symptoms may be impacting your life. Visit mgsymptomimpact.com.